Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, y'all listening to The Voice, come on, dig me now, one and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man, I do. I thank God for it, too. Let me just get right to it today. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had things in your life where it just seemed to be getting on a smooth plane? You ever experienced periods where you just get some good news? And you know, it's something you want to share with everybody. Sometimes, man, it's just, you just rolling along and just really ain't no real major problems that's life-altering in front of you. It's just kind of cool when you have a week like that or a couple days like that, a few days. Have you ever noticed, though, that no matter how happy you are, no matter how glad you are about your newfound happiness, about your promotion, about the place that you find yourself in, this peaceful place that you experience. Oh, my goodness. Ain't it amazing when you discover that everybody ain't happy for you? That sets you back a little bit, don't it? Because, you know, you go, okay, I'm just going along here. I'm just doing me. I'm enjoying my family. I'm enjoying my relationship. I'm enjoying my career. I'm enjoying this promotion. I'm enjoying this raise. I'm enjoying the fact that just ain't nothing really going wrong. I was just wanted to share the news, or I just wanted to relish in the moment of thankfulness. Everybody just ain't happy for you. That's amazing, man. And let me help you understand something. Every time God elevates you, every time God pushes you forward, every time God helps you progress, every time you try to make yourself better and can actually see yourself becoming better, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. You see yourself progressing in a way that maybe not be noticeable to other people, but you know, man, I'm doing better than I've ever done before. And I'm this way like I've never been this way before. And every time God elevates you, every time he moves you forward, every time he gives you the progress, the raise, the promotion, the awards, the recognition, the thank yous, the heartfelt what you mean to me, every time you get on a new level, there is a new devil. That is amazing. It never stops. New level, new devil, which only pushes me a little bit closer to God. Now, I ain't perfect now, and I keep saying that over and over, but I'm going to tell you what, though. You push me closer and closer to him. It is amazing, man, how them haters show up on every level. And they attack and they attack and they attack. And it's because, man, they just can't stand to see you happy. They can't stand to see what you got. It's like Bishop Jakes told me the other day. It's almost like they jealous of the fact that you got something and they think they deserve it and not you. Or they think that you've got some something undeservedly. Or they tired of hearing about your good news. Because ain't no good news coming to them. It's so many reasons that haters and devils come your way. But all in all, please know they come your way to slow your roll, to stop your progress, throw a wet blanket on your party, to put out your fire. They come to make sure you ain't all that happy and skipping along about your way. They don't like your family being happy. They tired of hearing about you. They didn't like the fact that you got the promotion over them. They felt they should have had the promotion when good and well they ain't as deserving as you. They just didn't work as you. They ain't got the time on the job. They ain't fill out all the requirements and qualifications, but they just want it because they was passing it out and they messed around and gave it to you and didn't give it to them. Here come the hater. Here come the new devil on the new level. And it happens to all of us, no matter who you are. If you are aspiring to be better, if you are getting better, if you're praying about doing better, if God is progressing you, moving you forward, if your life is smoothing out, if you can see some light at the end of the tunnel, here they come, here they come, here they come. And it throws you off a bit because it does for me. It tosses me a little bit. It makes me go, But then I have to catch myself. And I've learned now to catch myself very quickly because all I do now is, and I want to share this with you, every time that devil attacks me, I say, okay, about to be a breakthrough moment. Every time the devil attacks me, it makes me aware, God finna do something else for me. Every time the devil attacks me, I realize that God done pushed me forward. Every time the devil attacks me, I realize that I'm being shown in a light that don't make everybody happy because everybody ain't happy with your good news. Everybody's sick of hearing about you. Why they always talking about her? Why they always clapping for her? Why everybody thinks she cute the way she dress at work? Why everybody got to be complimenting her on her hair? Hey, whoa, partner. Whoa, because I went out and got something done with my hair and you did the best you could. It ain't work out for you. Now, all of a sudden, you got to hate me. Really? I don't care what it is. It comes in small increments and it comes in large doses. It's called hate. Here's what I want you to know. Please understand this about hate. It means that you are doing something. If you could not build a person's website up, if you couldn't create a person to say in the gossip room, in the break room, girl, what did you say? You don't say. Really? That's amazing. You know that? People need it any kind of way. People do anything to make it look like they the one. Like they got it. They got haters come. Here they come, y'all. You fight haters with two ways. First of all, you don't buy into it. In order for a fire to burn, it need oxygen. You can't breathe no life into your rumor. Ignore them. Let them say what they gonna say. See, don't go back and forth. See, back and forth is just that. You go back, they come forth. You go back, they come forth. That's how you get back and forth. If they just come forth and you don't go back, ain't no more back and forth. It's dead. See, you just can't keep talking to me. See, you can talk to me, but to have a conversation is a whole nother thing. I'm going to teach you something that I learned from Minister Farrakhan one time. He said this to me because I saw him somewhere and we were talking and I was just being besieged with some hate and I was struggling with it. He said something real to me. He said, there's a saying that says, it is a common thing for the dog to bark up at the moon. But if the moon barks back at the dog becomes famous. Did you hear me? It's a common thing for a dog to bark up at the moon. But if the moon barks back at the dog becomes famous. Ain't that cold? See, when God put you up there, all the little haters, the crabs in the barrel. When God gets you at the top of the barrel and you about to go over the barrel and you done got out the barrel, the crabs in the barrel going to holler at who up at the top, or they're going to try to pull you down. Once you get up at the top, it's common for them to reach up to you, attack you. You up there by yourself. If you start talking back to them, the one you start talking to, all of a sudden, that one of many, he famous now. Oh, you gave them validation. Don't do that. When they come forth, don't you go back. That eliminates back and forth. Ignore them. Keep on stepping. Keep on praying. And you know what really hurts a hater? It's when you just keep on going, when you just keep on progressing. Ooh, they get sicker and sicker. And then eventually, guess what? They got to go on somewhere else. You'll see. Just don't breathe no oxygen into that fire. Don't go back. Then they only going forth. Talk to God every day. Cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yay, yay. Can I get a yay, yay?
You felt that one.
I felt that. It's a Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Yeah, it's Tuesday. You got to get in the spirit of Tuesdays. Get a yay, yay. All right. Feel yourself this morning. Yeah, one more time. Say it with me. Yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
That's all right. That's all right.
That was weak. I know it was weak.
Yay, yay. It's real weak. Top of the morning.
I know it was weak.
Shirley Carla Jr., J. Anthony Brown, top of the morning.
Oh, man.
Yay, yay. Okay. That was there, huh?
One more time.
Yay, yay.
That's a lot better than what she had.
Yeah, Shirley, yours was tired. Don't even try. Look at
this. Y'all got to make Ice Cube proud.
Ooh, y'all be yay, hating.
Yay, yay.
We hating on her. Yay, yay.
Ooh, y'all
try
it,
Junior.
Yay, yay.
See?
Yeah.
Good job.
See what?
Yay, yay.
There it is.
Why he sound like he in the hallway? Yeah.
Sick and die sounded like good, though.
Yay, yay. Yay, yay.
Yeah. Oh, everybody sounds fine.
You know, we in L.A. We don't say yay, yay out here. All right. Okay.
Thank you. Tell the truth.
We see Ice Cube all the time.
You're over the yay, yay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's a good brother.
Yes, he is.
He's a good brother. He's a good brother.
Mm-hmm. Doing it big, too.
Yes, he is. What is he doing with basketball? You guys see that? The big three?
There's some new start for three-player leagues. Three on three.
Uh-huh. Yeah, three
but these
three.
Are older guys.
Well, yeah. Some are older, some are younger. Yeah.
Retired players.
Yeah. I saw Allen the retired players. He's got the answer. Playing. Yeah.
And then there's also a league where they're mixing it up, where the men and women are playing together, basketball
really?
League.
That's
the one Tiny bought. I mean, is that Tiny from...
T.I.'s wife?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. From Escape. She bought a team.
Oh, did
out of
she?
Atlanta, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I'm not mad at
her. I play on that. Play with the ladies. Yeah.
My grandson just started playing it. They started doing that in school.
No, hold up. He thinks she means... I think Tommy thinks you mean tiny men. No.
That's what I was saying because of
I didn't say nothing about tiny men.
That's a good angle to do.
Tiny bought the team.
That ain't the way to start tomorrow.
Yeah, come on, Tommy.
If your pass is high, you can't play.
Right. You got high requirements in basketball.
Shirley said, hold on, Jay.
Hold on. I think he thinks.
He thinks tiny men.
If you pass is high, you can't play, right?
That's what I thought, Junior.
Playing because the lady's playing, okay?
Well, you know what happens on this show? Yeah. Sometimes you're the joke, and sometimes you are the joke.
We consistent with that.
Yeah, we're consistent with it. Everybody gets a turn here.
Yeah, but that looks good, though. It looks like it's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, they're mixing it up. Like I said, my grandson is playing on one of those leagues, and they're mixing up the girls and the boys playing together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so that's what you know.
It's cool.
Oh, that's what's
it's cool.
Yeah.
But what makes Tommy think you can just go out there and just start balling? I'm just trying to.
I mean, even though I may not have it.
Then we don't need you on the team.
I can hold you. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to post you up. No, I'm sorry.
Who are you talking? Not me specifically. Right?
Oh, God. Never mind. Look at the time. Look at the time.
Yeah, tiny man. Come on.
All right. Here comes Junior up next with Truth Be Told. We'll be back with that. And it's just going to be a great show this morning. Stick around. Steve's out. The crew is here. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It's time for Junior to step to the mic. It's his turn. in a little segment he calls Truth Be Told.
Yes.
Come on, Junior.
Yes, thank you, Shirley. Listen,
you're welcome, darling.
Listen, family, I've been doing some things. This is absolute truth. I've been expanding my horizons.
Okay.
And I want y'all to support me on this because, you know, I started doing poetry about a week ago.
Poems?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Everybody on this show like poetry.
Yeah. Well, I need, don't, sure, this, I'm sensitive about my work. Don't do me like this, Shirley.
You most deaf Junior?
Yeah, most deaf Junior, dog. And the thing about my poems is they not deep. I'm not down there with the stars and the skies and planets.
Okay.
All my poems is just at the surface. And so I wrote one, and I want y'all to hear it. Hold on, let me get it out of my pocket.
Do we need to snap our fingers? Hold on. Come on.
All right. What is he doing? I'm getting it out of my pocket. His poem was in his pocket.
How deep is your pocket?
Shut up, Tommy. I'm finna share this
with you. How long is this poem that he had to decolor?
Let the man read the poem.
Don't do me like this, Carla. Just bear with me.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Okay,
no one on the show likes poetry. You're new. Right.
I do, Shirley.
You're the one that don't like poetry.
All right.
Nerves, babe. Come on. I'm ready.
Here we go. The BET Award. The BET Award came on Sunday night. Uh-huh. Big Les, my girl, like JJ would say, the girl was out of sight.
All right, okay.
Elder Barge was there. The brother was looking swell. A couple of years ago, I think he was somewhere locked up in jail. Won't he do it?
What?
Now, Chris Brown, too, has been locked up. But his performance, it did not suck. But Mary J. Blige still has to pay her ex. Now, that's what I call bad luck.
What a
new edition. And with, yes, Bobby Brown, after the award they received last night, their feet never touched the ground.
Okay.
Tamar Braxton, she blew the crowd away. She's the only one Braxton sister you can understand what she say. Escape, Tiny, Candy, Latasha, and Tamika. Uh-huh. I tried to rhyme these names, but that might take a weeker.
A weeker?
Not a weeker. Not a weeker.
Future. Damn. Sierra's baby daddy. Yeah. She's now with Russell Wilson, and like her behind, like her bankroll is even much more fatty. Maxwell. I'm getting deep. Oh, Maxwell. I'm out here. Oh, Maxwell. Why was you on that flow? Bruno Mars ripped it up to tell the truth. And the fact is, I bet if you cut him open, his insides are all black. BET Awards.
All right.
You got to snap, Shirley. I don't know if he was done or not.
That was
deep, man. What was the motivation there?
Well,
when you were writing as a poet now?
Yeah. The inspiration was Tommy that I had never tried it.
Okay. Now we got to talk about the poem.
This is your debut, so do you see yourself going further?
Yeah. Will there be more poems?
Yes, there will be more poems.
Oh, wow. You struggled a little bit.
Can we go back to Maxwell?
Why was you on the float? What rhymed with that?
Nothing.
Right there?
I had nothing. I just wanted to know why was he on the float.
So you just throwing in stuff. You got to rhyme with your poetry.
Well, all poetry is a poet's off. His ultimate goal is to not rhyme.
Yeah. The word weaker, was that?
Yeah. Well, I had nothing else for that. It was just a weaker, you know.
Tamika. It rhymed with Tamika.
Okay.
You
use
fatty. Fatty.
Yeah. Yeah. Fatty.
Describing.
Yeah.
This is not your crowd. Don't worry about these people here,
know, Jay,
okay?
I know I'm on to something.
Crowd.
I know I'm on to something.
You're on to something, man. You're on to something, dream killers.
You're not going to kill my poetic dream.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We're not. But what do we call you? Do you have a stage name?
Nah, not yet. You know, just the poetry right
Junior.
Now, brother. Watch how you talk to me, too. Be positive.
Take that beret and those dark glasses off.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you poetic justice? I mean,
I'm not even gonna argue with y'all. Y'all hating. I'm not
Carla
gonna
said
do it.
Call him Junior.
Yeah, I'm not. Finna, I'm not finna even argue with y'all.
But why did he? Does he think he in love, Jones?
Yeah.
You know what? It's hard to break new stuff in this crowd.
I'm trying
right
to tell
here.
You, y'all not finna do me. Okay, I put my heart and soul into that poem. Y'all just gonna sit here and trash it.
Not. Your heart and soul.
Did you come up with Weka? Did you come up with Weka?
No.
I could have. Nobody did that. Well, nobody. But
don't be acting like Weka was deeper.
Yeah. Don't be an angry poet, dog. Don't.
Well, you, do you know a happy one?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you this, Junior.
Yeah,
I do.
I know what.
You were right. It wasn't deeper. It wasn't deeper.
That's
deeper.
My word.
You know what? I can't wait till next week.
Thank you.
All right, but thank you. Thank
good
you.
Good job, Junior. Thank
we
got to
get you a name, okay?
Yeah, we got to come up with a name.
Well,
now.
Shall we? From, you know, shall we?
Collaborate?
Apollo yeah. style. From the gut. Y'all ready?
Oh.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Okay. Oh, what will we do a call?
Now that's too far, Carla.
I'm from the good, Junior.
Did you rub the rock before you came?
That's too far. I'm not gonna do you like
okay,
that, Junior.
Did the sandman come up? Is that what you said?
I'll tell you like this. If I did do that poem, I probably could have made it with some of the people that got booed out there.
I do wanna hear more.
I was going to say.
I'm interested.
Well, you know, it's just different stuff, man. You can't rush. It just happens every now and then. Just
oh, you can't rush it?
Yeah.
Do that line one more time about Maxwell. Yeah. Let's see.
Maxwell. Oh, Maxwell. Oh, Maxwell. I'm getting deep, y'all. Oh, Maxwell. Why? Why was you on that flow? That's it.
And don't nothing rhyme with that.
Nothing.
Look, the man's trying not to rhyme, okay? Uh-huh.
Did you see Maxwell on the float?
Let me ask you a question. Okay. When you said Maxwell, oh Maxwell, I'm getting deep. Is that in the poem? I'm getting deep. You saying it?
Yeah, that's in the poem.
Oh, I thought that was an ad lib.
And do you really think you was deep right there?
Okay. I mean, as far as I could get. You know, okay, I mean, the surface water.
The escape line, one more time, as we go out. Hurry.
Hurry up.
The escape line. All right. Here we go. Escape with Tiny, Candy, Latasha, and Tamika. I tried to rhyme these names, but that might take me a week.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national headlines. But right now, it's time for the nephew. I love how the ignorance continues on this show. It just never stops. You'll never get tired of it. Never run out.
Nobody goes, they ran out of ignorance.
You'll never hear that about this show. Ever. Ever.
No.
Ever. All right, nephew, come on now. What you got?
All right, in case you missed it yesterday, You are familiar with back child support. You are familiar with that. This right here is back tithing support.
Pay it.
Yes. Your tithes are in the rears.
Catch up.
Okay, it's time. Play that for me right quick, please.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Brother DeAndre. Brother DeAndre.
Yeah, this is him. Who is this?
This is Deacon Foley. I'm calling you from Mount Calvary.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm good. You're a member here, but we haven't seen you in quite a few months. You doing all right?
Yeah, man. I appreciate you checking on me and everything. I've been pretty good, just, you know, kind of going through it and just, you know, me and my old lady. I know it's been a little while.
When you're going through it, the church home is the best place for you to be when you're going through. You know that now.
Yeah, man, you're right about that. But I've been kind of checking out her church a little bit too. So I just kind of, if I ain't doing that, I go over there.
Cause I think it's probably been right around looking at the at our books here. Looking at the last time you came, it looked like 7 months ago.
Which deacon is this again?
No, I'm Deacon Foley. Deacon Foley Simmons.
Deacon Simmons. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll know me when you see me. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I've seen you at the church. You know, I remember you quite well. But that's like I said, that's why I was calling. you know, checking on you because, like I said, been like, you know, I'm looking at the only way I can could check you out was last time you came was about 7 months ago. I looked at the offering statements.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's real accurate.
When you was coming to the church, it looked to me like you was averaging around $100 in the tithing offering. It looked like you was putting about $100 every week. You were putting that in. Am I about right with that?
You know, if I make a little extra or something, you know, I'm always get a lower that. But you know, we'll be back, like I said, in a couple weeks.
Right. No, I'm not worried about that. But see, I want you to do this math with me though. Now you've been gone about 7 months. That's about 28 weeks. And you take 28 weeks, and let's just say we put $100 per week. That's about $2,800. Would you agree with my math?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, basically, what this is more like trying to collect on back tithing support. See, you about $2,800 that the church should have from you. This is back tithing.
Hold on, Dink. Wait, hold on. Back what?
This is, you know, the same as people have back child support that's owed. You owe back tithing support. You owe the church $2,800 from the time that you've been gone.
Man, I don't owe nobody nothing. When I come there, I give if I choose to give. Man, you got to be crazy.
No. If you had a child and had not paid monthly, you'd probably be in jail.
That's why I don't have kids, because I don't want that kind of responsibility. But it ain't the same thing as in the church. I give freely. The Lord said be a cheerful
giver. Okay, so you don't feel like you owe the Lord?
Whatever I owe the Lord is between me and the Lord, but you ain't got no business calling my phone on my lunch break talking about some how you doing and all this, but really all you trying to do is get my money.
No, I'm not trying to I'm trying to get the money that you owe the Lord. It's $2,800 of back tithing support, okay? And see, that's what's the problem with you young boys is you don't want to handle your responsibilities. Now, either you're behind going to pay it or you're not going to pay.
Man, look here, Dick. I already told you, brother, I don't owe you a thing. You don't be... Bro, I'm on my lunch break. I'm thinking you calling me to bring me back to the Lord. You calling me about some damn tithes? Are you out your mind? Hey, you're not getting from me. Second of all, I really ain't been to church because pastor can't preach. No way. Be moaning and groaning and looking at all the women and doing all this. You ain't getting from me. Matter of fact, I'm going to get you with a back lawsuit for calling and wasting my time.
Brother DeAndre, you have really lost it here.
Yeah, because you called me. I told you I've been going through some things. I tried to be nice. I tried to be cool with you and cordial. But now you done worked my nerves, bro. You done worked my nerves all the way up. So I'm finna turn up. Don't call my phone no more with this.
Okay. Can I say one more thing, though, Brother DeAndre?
Man, what you got to say to me?
I just want to say that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Brother DeAndre, you just got pranked.
Oh, man, you crazy. Oh, and I didn't talk about pastor like that. I can't come back if I wanted to now, man. Oh, man, y'all wild for that one. Yeah.
Oh, snap. Man, you went left, dude. You all right?
Man, I'm good. You know, it's just I got a lot of stress going on. My girl, you know, you call me talking about some more money after the IRS coming me for some money, not a Lord coming? No, come on, man.
Oh, let me ask you something, man. Yeah. First of all, you might well go on. First of all, go on and join church over there with your girl, because you can't go back where you was.
Yeah, because it's over.
Okay. But before I run this, do you want to say anything to Pastor before I run this?
Man, Pastor, you know, please forgive me. I was just, it wasn't you. I was mad at your supposed deacon at the time. And if you can find it in your heart to forgive me because you're a man of God, I sure would appreciate it, man.
All right, man. And what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Ma'am, nothing but the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Huh? Stupid, you know, Tommy.
He cannot go back to that church. No, I don't care what the pastor said. The pastor come back, don't go back there. Man.
That little old apology ain't going to
help. No, that's not going to help him at all.
No, sir. No, sir.
There's so much side eye waiting on him.
Yeah. Pastor actually preaching, looking for him while he preaching.
No.
Lord,
he cannot. I've been talking about it. June 30th, it is going down. That's this Friday. It's a time to laugh. It's the comedy show, MegaFest. You don't want to miss it. Hosted by yours truly. And the band leader is Fred Hammond. We got Yvonne Orger. We got Michael Jr. We got Tony Roberts. We have Cedric the Entertainer as the headliner. Tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. It's going down Dallas, Texas. That's right. It will be a night you will never forget. A time to laugh.
Time to laugh.
And in the words of TDJ, get ready.
Get ready.
get ready.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun next year. Man. Can't wait for that. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun, nephew, at MegaFest. Yep. All right, Miss Ann is coming up with our national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is standing by. She's waiting in the wings with today's headlines. But first, we got to say, finally, congratulations to Beyonce and Jay-Z. The twins are finally home. And when I say home, I'm not just talking home, like our home.
Be quiet, Jay.
They live in a sprawling Malibu estate. $400,000 a month, okay?
That's a compound.
That's
your rent,
Yeah, $400,000 a month.
So they mean in another 30 days, they're going to want another $400,000?
$400,000. Rich and richer.
Uh-huh.
Do they ever get behind on rent?
Not them.
Well, they pay all that one time.
Yeah.
Man. How much a month?
$400,000. They have indoor pool, outdoor pool, upstairs pool. I mean, just whatever. Upstairs.
You know, only people who don't have money. Only people who don't have money say something like, don't nobody need that much money.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. People who ain't got no money.
Yeah. I sure wouldn't want that much money.
Be criticized at their house because their house ain't like that. What they got an upstairs pool for?
Lord, don't bless me with that much money. I don't want that much money.
I've heard that before, Jay. You're right. Anyway,
six kitchens in the house.
It's a fabulous, fabulous home. Mm-hmm. The good thing about all of this is that the twins are home. They're okay.
Yeah.
You know, Beyonce went into labor earlier this month. And since the twins were born premature, they spent close to a week and a half.
All right, using it. Let it go, Sharon, bring it in.
But now Blue Ivy's little brother and sister will be living it up in this Malibu rental, okay? How much is your rent, okay?
It ain't that much.
No, it's not.
What's in your wallet?
I'm already acting
if my rent is that much, I'm hiding at the door. I'm not answering the door.
And look, as soon as they get old enough, Blue Ivy going to pull them to the side. Y'all don't understand. We balling up in here. We are balling up in here.
Do you know who your mom and daddy is? Yeah.
We real Hollywood with it, baby.
Those are two kids you cannot insult because they will buy you.
The Cotters. They need a reality show. Keeping up with the Cotters.
Oh, they are paid, man.
Yeah, but that's wonderful news that they're home, they're healthy.
$400,000 a month?
I don't even leave home for $400,000 a month. I'm not going nowhere.
I don't even drive by $400,000 houses.
I could put some on it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you can't. $400,000 a month?
No, you can't.
I could put 10 on it.
$10,000 a month?
I'm going to put $10,000 on it.
You'll be living in the broom closet. You'll be living in the broom closet, okay?
But you know how fly that broom closet is.
That's how much the broom closet costs.
My rent that much money. I'm using a phrase. Look at here. Let me holler at you.
I know we said the first. I know that. Yeah. I know we did.
know what we said.
That's what we agreed to.
Yeah. I know what we agreed on.
I know what we
signed
said.
The lease. Uh-huh.
So you need all that this month?
All of that. All of that.
That per day.
Listen, wow. Take this right here.
But who's the owner? The owner that said, oh, for lease, this is the rent, $400,000.
That's yeah. Ball. He's the baller.
Hello. That's balling right there, man.
Hello.
Well, wow. I mean, they're just staying there, yeah, until they can find their real home.
They're just looking for a place.
Yeah, they're just renting here. Come on, Tommy, right, introduce me.
Let's shift gears. I got it for you. The one and only, she has the national news for us, Ms. Antrim.
Thanks, Tommy. Good morning, everybody out there. This is Andrew with the news. Thanks, Shirley and Carla, Tommy, Jr., J. Anthony Brown, everybody. Authorities in Minnesota have reportedly reached a $3 million settlement with the family of Philando Castile. That's a black motorist shot dead by a Hispanic cop who pulled him over with his girlfriend for a minor traffic violation. Castile worked as an elementary school cafeteria aide. He mentioned that he had a gun in the car, and the cop immediately shot and killed him. Castile merely mentioned it because he didn't want the officer to find the gun and think he was a criminal. The gun was legally registered, and Mr. Castile never touched it. Young Mr. Castile's death was live-streamed on Facebook by his girlfriend, sparked outrage all over the country. Nevertheless, the jury recently acquitted the cop who killed him. The settlement effectively settles the civil claims that Castile's relatives could have made and also avoids a federal civil rights suit the Castile family was thinking about dropping. There have been two important Supreme Court rulings already this week. And one, the High Court decided to reinstate parts of President Trump's controversial travel ban on six mostly Muslim countries. Mm-hmm. For now, the Supreme Court's allowing the travel ban to take effect for foreign nationals who lack any, quote, bona fide relationship with people or institution in the U.S. But the ban remains on hold for the plaintiffs who challenged the order in the first place and also remains blocked for anybody who has family members in the U.S. or who plans to attend school here or work here. The famous Senate health care bill still remains uncertain. Now the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has released its report. Number crunchers saying that the Senate measure will result in 22 million fewer Americans being insured by 2026. By the way, the Senate bill also includes a penalty for people who allow their health insurance to lapse for more than 63 days. And meanwhile, the Trump White House also welcoming another high court decision, this one allowing a Missouri church to secure government funding for a preschool playground. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
That was a 7-2 decision, which is a significant victory for religious liberty and an affirmation of the First Amendment right of all Americans.
Now, Chief Justice John Roberts says that blocking the church from the grant program would be wrong. However, in the dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor says the Supreme Court has now profoundly changed the relationship between religious institutions and the government. In other words, the relationship between church and state. A Lutheran church in Columbia, Missouri applied for a grant to install a soft surface in its preschool playground, but the church was denied taxpayer money because of separation of church and state. In the NBA's awards presentation last night, Russell Westbrook was awarded MVP. The Bucks' Malcolm Brogdon, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, Carla, Mike D'Antoni, Houston Rockets, and Bill Russell won a Lifetime Achievement Award. Today is National Sunglasses Day. You know what they say. All right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I want to wear shades. 20 minutes after the hour, Eugene the Butterfly, Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at about 34 after the hour, we do our segment called Call the New Guy. The new guy, of course, being J. Anthony Brown.
Very new. How long have I been in the show?
About 6 or 7 days, if my calculations serve me properly.
Yeah, ask me about relationship. 3-time loser. Yeah, ask me.
Yes. I'll help you. So call Jay with your relationship questions, please, people. 877-29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE. But first, Jay.
If you don't know, you need to tell somebody. Because it is time.
Yes.
For Eugene, baby.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the wonderful, wonderful family. Good morning to Shirley, Carla, Jr., Tommy, and the one and only, the legendary J. Anthony Brown.
Hey, Butterfly.
Good morning.
Hey, Butterfly.
Flap on. Flap on.
Okay, you guys are not ready.
What?
I am. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Listen, I have just got my first samples in. Oh. I am getting ready to start my very own shoe line.
Really?
Listen, Do you I remember jelly beans?
Yes, back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, this is what I'm doing. This is, you guys are going to love this. And I got some samples for Jay and Tommy and Junior. Here, listen.
What?
I have three different types of jelly beans. These are for me. And this, the thigh-high jelly bean man wedge. Okay.
What?
The thigh-high jelly bean man wedge. But that's just one. I have three different kinds. I have the above-the-calf jelly bean man wedge. And then I have the high-top jelly bean man wedge. This is beautiful. Okay, so this is to Jay and Junior. This is like something you wear with you know, when you get your, because you guys don't have your first romper yet, but when you get your romper, this is
do
what you want to wear
much
with.
Your thigh is going to sweat in a plastic jelly bean, man. You can't
in the summer.
You gotta wear it at the right time. You gotta wear it at the right time. This is my summer line. My winter line is called concoction. You gotta love that. That's beautiful.
What?
But this is what it's got concoction, and it's got fur and stuff on it because it's, you know, it's winter time. But anyway, listen, this is what I want because Jay, I know you be at the J spot. You would be good above the calf jelly bean man wedge if you did that at the J spot. That would be perfect.
I love you and everything, but I'm not wearing that.
I already got it. I just no that. That
what size? What size do you have?
I have your size.
13.
Mm-hmm. And Junior, you're going. I want Junior.
Huh?
I want you to wear these too, because I know you and Tommy getting ready to do
Amen.
What's city y'all doing?
Amen. Delaware.
Delaware. I want you to wear. You should wear the thigh high. Right at your thigh.
I can't wear it.
All right, guys. Work it out off the air. Coming up at 34 after the hour, Ask the New Guy with J. Anthony Brown, 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We are back, and you know what time it is. It's time to ask the new guy. That's not the poet. Poet.
No.
You don't ask me nothing.
I don't know why they asking me, three-time loser. Why would they be asking me? But I'm
you
here.
Why do you have experience, Jay?
Well, I've been married three times.
Who
better to ask?
Who better to ask, okay?
Yeah, call me up. I'll see what I can do.
877-29-STEVE. All right, let's go. We have some calls. Line two, let's go to Joe. Out of Georgia.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? This is the new guy. What's your problem?
Hey, Mr. J, I'm trying to propose to my girl.
Don't do it.
I'm trying to propose.
Wait a minute. Come on, Joe.
I want to propose, man, but I don't want to have to propose to the bank to get a loan.
Didn't you hear what I just said right off the bat before you even finished all of that? I said, don't do it.
I love her, man. I love her too much, man. She's been my rock. She's been my.
How long y'all been together? How long have y'all been together?
Almost a year.
Oh,
we met long
really?
Time ago when I was working at the same job as her until I transitioned to another job, and she
you got a little
sticking by me.
You got a little money in the bank saved up, sir?
Nope, not even gonna lie about that one, sir.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You come in there with that little $5 wedding if you want to.
Oh, my God. All right, man. We gave you some advice. Just don't do it, man. Don't do it. You're really not ready. Money-wise, you're not ready, sir. If you have no money in the bank. Yeah, a year in a long time.
And
you
be in the yard.
Yeah, but he's got no money saved up.
How old is he? Did we ask?
How old are you, sir?
Joe?
How old are you?
I am 25.
Oh,
hell no.
Well, if you're going to do it right now with your finances, get married in the yard. And the train going to come by.
And when it comes by, catch it and leave.
Midnight train.
Yeah, he's a little young.
No, he's not ready.
And his finances
but he sounds
aren't
older,
together.
Doesn't he? He sounds like an older guy. All right.
But mainly his finances.
Yeah, your finances
are together.
Ready,
you're
going
to fight about money in a marriage.
You're going to fight about money you don't have. All right.
Yeah.
She ain't the rock you think she is.
Right after social media, money is a big one.
It's right up there.
Yeah, it's right up there.
Married in the yard. Keep the price down.
Yeah, did y'all just talk this man out of proposing?
Yeah, he doesn't need to get married.
We're hoping we did.
Yeah, we're hoping
we did.
He's still going to do it.
He's not ready. He don't have money.
Oh, he's going to do it.
Yeah, he's still going
to
do it.
But we tried to help.
Yeah. Really?
Carla, he gonna call back here a year from now saying he got divorced. Why don't he just listen to us?
Oh, my goodness.
I told him before he finished the question, don't do it. I just felt that he didn't have money.
Joe, Jay's alter ego is bitter, man.
All right, do we have another caller, Shirley?
He's through with Joe.
I'm through with Joe. Yeah.
I think Junior had a relationship question. He didn't want to, you know, because you're new and everything.
Junior, what's your relationship question for
me? That's okay. We'll ask him later. We'll go to line five and go to Rhonda out of Texas.
Hey, Rhonda, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. What's your relationship question, sweetheart?
Well, I have a question. My question is, what are you supposed to do when your man tells you, after you've asked him to be home at a decent time at night, you know, 6:30, that he's grown, and he doesn't have a curfew. He'll be there when he gets there. And he's hanging at his mom's house, his brother's house. He's constantly calling, what are you doing, blah, 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 blah. Just come home. Why are you still out?
Can I just say something to you?
Yeah.
You want a grown-ass man home at 6:30?
Before the street light come on.
Hurry.
ain't no grown man coming home before 6:30. No, he's got stuff to do. Okay.
Gets there at 6:30. He sleep by 7:30.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's a whole other problem right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what he's doing.
Write us a strawberry letter.
All right. Speaking of that, we'll be back with a prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, to be precise and specific, the Strawberry Letter. It's Strawberry Letter time, and this subject, Jay, you'll be interested in this. The subject is from Sugar Daddy to Sour Daddy.
Well, I'm not a Sugar Daddy. I'm a Splendor Daddy. That's a Sugar Daddy with diabetes. Get it right. Give me one right. I'll play that. I got a song for that. I'm gonna play it one day.
Okay. All right. You got Murder Ahead for us later on.
Daddy, baby.
Okay. All right. So, but first, Nephew Tommy's prank phone call is up. What you got, Neff?
Hot off the press, brand spanking new. I got one for you. You'll catch it in my new CD called "Won't He Do It." This is called. You know, when you go to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 3-minute remarks.
Yes.
That's the name of it. 3-minute remarks. Run it.
About the deceased.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach a brother Keith, please.
Yeah, this is Keith.
Keith, how you doing? This is Lawrence over at Hill Funeral Home.
Okay.
We are the ones that have the, doing the funeral for Sister Dolores, and that is your aunt, am I understanding right?
Yeah, that's my auntie.
Okay, and as you know, the funeral is this coming Thursday.
Yes, I'll be there Thursday.
I'm giving you a call because it's been brought to my attention that you were going to be giving remarks for the funeral. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I wanted to call you because we're getting ready to print the programs for the funeral and let you know that they have taken you off for the remarks because they say that you're not going to be...
Hold on. What do you mean taking me off?
Well, what I'm saying is they say that you're not going to abide by the 2-3 minute rule that they have for remarks, and they've taken you off, and
who is they? Hold on, come out. What's the name again?
Lawrence. I'm Lawrence. I'm the actual funeral director.
Lawrence. And who told you to take me off?
One of the family members, I'm assuming, is who made the adjustment.
And an adjustment? That ain't no adjustment. That's changing the whole program. Who else is on the list?
I mean, there's quite a few family members doing different things throughout the funeral.
Okay. So how did you get to my name is what I'm trying to figure out.
That they said that listen to me. Brother Keith, listen to me. What they said is that you weren't going to abide by the time. You weren't going to do your remarks in 3 minutes or less.
Listen. My auntie raised me. She put me through college. And you think I'm finna go up there in her funeral and be under 2 minutes?
Brother Keith, listen to me. Normally when we have these funerals, people who give remarks, we have them 3 minutes or less.
Okay. So I tell you what, Mr. Lawrence, who else on the list? Is she on the list?
We have a Sheila. Yes, there's a Sheila that's singing.
Take her off the list and put me where she's supposed to be with my time and her time. Is Bobby Joy on there too?
Yes, Bobby Jr. is giving remarks. That's Miss Dolores' son, right?
Yes, her son, the one that been locked up. He just got out of jail. Truth be told, he the one down there put her in the coffin. You need to take him off the list too. Give me all that time, because I ain't gonna take nothing at my office.
Brother Keith, let me just say this to you. I cannot take Sheila or Bobby Jr. off. I can't make any alterations to this program unless they say that
You already taking people's name off. You taking my name off.
But they orchestrated this though.
Who is they? They finna have a motherfucking problem. They try to take me off my auntie program. Who is they?
Sir, I'm not going to get into a family matter, but until they say that you can be on...
You're not in a family matter.
Sir, I'm not going to... I don't want to have this turn out to be bad, and we want to have a great home going for Sister Dolores. Okay?
Damn right. And if I don't get to say nothing, I guarantee you it's going to be a two-for-one in there. Somebody else going to get their in the coffin, too. I guarantee you that. If I don't get to say nothing at my auntie's funeral, my auntie didn't pay for my damn college. I didn't put $6,000 in the funeral. I tell you this, Mr. Lawrence. I bet you whether I'm on the program or not, I bet you I say what the I want to. I bet you that much. You tell they that. My auntie didn't put me through college. I didn't put money on the funeral. Call around and see who ain't putting no money on the funeral. Tell them they can't be on the program. Man.
Keith, when they decide who's on it, if they change the format, then I will call you back.
Who the f*** is they? That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Who is they?
Can I tell you something? And I don't want you to get too irate, okay?
Go ahead, man.
I just want to say this, Keith Wilson. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin, Bobby Jr.
You bull. I'm Bobby Jr. up. I'm kicking Bobby. I know that. My blood pressure is all up. I ain't got time to be playing, man. Taking me out of the damn program.
Bobby said y'all grew up like brothers, man, and you was basically another son of Miss Dolores. That's right.
Yes, I was, man. Oh my goodness.
Hey, let me ask you this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Huh? If I don't get to say Keith. Something.
I love Keith.
Man. Yes.
Is
the nephew making y'all proud? That's all I'm asking.
No, proud is not the operative term here.
Oh,
no.
My God, I love it.
We're not proud.
Tell they that.
Yes. That was my
That's
favorite.
Right up there with Weka.
Yes. My favorite line. Tell they that.
Yes. Tell they that.
Tell they that.
And who the blank is they?
It's going to be a 2-for-1 if I don't get to say something.
Keith, I love Keith.
Oh, hey, listen, Keith. The Won't He Do It prank CD, you can get it at MegaFest. That's the first time it's going to hit, and you can get it. I'll be in the convention center selling it. Of course, Friday night, I'm doing the show, A Time to Laugh comedy show. Me, Cedric the Entertainer, and a slew of others. Tickets are on sale right now, Friday night, 9 o'clock. You do not want to miss it. The K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in Dallas, A Time to Laugh.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah. Y'all cool with that?
Yeah.
So how they that?
Is you going to play that prank at the show, Tommy? Can you play that at the show?
Can I play at the beginning?
Yeah. Before I say something, let me just let y'all hear this, man.
Tell they that.
Tell they that.
Oh, my God.
All right. I don't know if you guys know about this, but a lot of people were surprised when they heard the crazy news from Bill Cosby's reps that Bill was gearing up for a town hall tour to help young people avoid sexual assault accusations. Now, one of the same reps, her name is Ebony Benson, she's backtracking from the original story. Benson says that Bill's town hall series is about restoring the comedian's legacy, not sexual assault prevention. Okay, that's good news. She said, when we initially talked about the town hall meetings, it was about restoration of legacy, and that's what he wanted. So that's what it's about. It seems Ebony is blaming the media, but one of the co-hosts from CNN New Day Weekend, Christy Paul, pointed out the original story on Twitter did not mention Cosby's legacy. They didn't mention his legacy, so... All right, Jay. Coming up next, today's strawberry letter from sugar daddy to sour daddy. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's a time. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, strawberry letter.
All right, subject from sugar daddy to sour daddy. Or in your case, Jay, what?
Splendid Daddy. That's a sugar daddy with diabetes. It's a whole different story.
Equal.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I once was in love with a man 20 years older than me. I was 20 years old when we met. It was supposed to be a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship. Needless to say, the sex was awesome. Things got extremely difficult when I found out he was a family friend. We decided we would continue with our deeds and keep it a secret. We ended up catching feelings, and I was head over heels for this man, and I thought he felt the same way about me. He was single at the time, and so was I. But then I found out he got married. I was devastated, but we continued messing around anyway. He and I messed around during his entire marriage. Recently, I met a man that's emotionally available to me, and now I'm in a great relationship. I am no longer in love with my sugar daddy. After dealing with him and his lies for 6 years, I'm ready to move on. The problem is, my sugar daddy does not want to let me go. I have asked him to leave me alone and just go be with his wife, but he constantly calls me. I'm over it, and I gave him the chance to walk away freely despite how much he's hurt me. In order to get him to leave me alone, should I tell his wife? How else will I get him to go away? Please help. Okay, no, I don't think it's your place to tell his wife. If anyone should tell him, it should be him, and we know that he's not going to tell his wife. But you stay out of that situation. You're in a relationship now. You've moved on. You do have some options here, though. You can change your phone number. That's pretty fairly easy. You can change your number and don't give it out to him ever again so he can stop calling you. Or you can, and you could just stop talking to him altogether. If he does call you, don't answer his phone calls. Or if you pick up the phone, don't talk to him. Hang up in his face. If you have moved on, then truly move on. You finally have gotten away from this old guy and gotten into a good relationship. Now let him go. You say you are ready to move on. That's what you said in your letter. So go on with your new life with this new guy. Just stop talking to this guy. Stop answering his phone calls. It's easy. If it's true that you're not in love with him anymore, don't jeopardize what you have with your new man. Please don't do that. You're all grown up now. And what you don't want to do is for your new man to, you know, start thinking something is going on in this old relationship, all of that. So you don't want that. Move on. Cut this man off. a clean break, go. Jay?
Don't be fooling around with a thing like that, girl. Let me tell you something.
Is this Splendid Daddy talking?
Let me tell you something, girl. Just a message on your phone. I know you see me calling you now. I can call your mama house. I can call your sister house. I can call your brother house. And I'm going to come by your job tomorrow. This ain't nothing to play with, okay? I got money involved in this thing right here. I done paid your light bill. I done helped you with your car note. Mm-hmm. I'm giving your kids money. This how you going to do me? You going to do me like that? Hey, it's me again. Look at him. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You know, this thing get ugly. If you want it to get ugly, it can get ugly, okay? If you want it to get ugly, it can get ugly.
He's threatening you. Yeah.
I know you see me calling you. Don't act like you don't see me calling you, because I can call you 100 times. I'll call your job, I'll call your mama, huh?
Sugar daddy.
Yeah. Guess who? I ain't got number time.
Because I'm old.
Because I'm old. I'll tell you what I'm going to do today. I'm going to run and get my medication. I'm going to stop by your house, okay? I'm stopping by. I'm stopping by. Boop. Look out your window. I'm sitting right there. Look out your window, girl.
Oh, God,
look out your window. Oh, you going to do me like that? That you going to do me? Girl, I done put time into it. Like I was saying before I got cut off. I done put time into the relationship right here. Oh, and you ain't going to do me like that, okay?
Run from him.
Look, I'm about to go to bed. I'm going to shut it down.
But it's just 6 o'clock.
First thing in the morning, I'm going to call you, okay?
You go to bed early.
Morning. How you doing?
He has nothing but time.
No, he ain't got nothing but time.
He said nothing about going to work.
All right, one more, Jay.
I just want to see if you can tell who this is. I just tried to trick you that time. See you pick up.
All right, come on, nephew, from sugar daddy to sour daddy. What you got, this 20-year-old girl?
All right, let's get it out there. 20-year-old girl. Here's a problem.
Jay, stupid.
After reading the whole thing twice, you are the most selfish person I think that has ever written in this show.
What?
Yeah, after reading it twice?
No. You are so selfish. This man gave you 6+ good years of sugar daddy life, and now you trying to leave? How can you possibly do? You don't know how sugar daddy work, baby girl. You don't know how this go. You can't leave. Once you in, you in. You know what sugar daddies do? Sugar daddy take care of car note, take care of bills, get you some clothes, got you some food, daycare, rent. He been sugar daddying his butt off, and then you got the discount. You didn't fell in love. Now you ready to go? That ain't how this go.
This don't go like that. Uh-uh.
It's sugar babies like you that give sugar babies a bad name. You understand me? You are the worst sugar baby possible because you don't understand the respect level that you're supposed to have. All right? And the most important thing that you never do, you don't tell this man's wife nothing. Nothing. This is between you and him. You wasn't telling her nothing when it was going well, were you? Because it was all fun in the sun, wasn't it? Huh? It's people like you that really bother me.
You about to cry? You bother me.
You know why? Because you take it from a respectable sugar daddy. A respectable one. Okay? Who has been in the game for quite some time. It's people like you that can mess up a happy home.
He's in his feelings. Woo!
Because I've been there, and I know the love and the understanding that a man can have with a sugar baby.
Yes.
And I know it. You don't know how hard it is to love two people. You don't know what it is.
Now I got to be with my wife.
Yeah. You have broken the sugar daddy code. You broke the sugar daddy code. Right. And you don't deserve to have nobody in your life.
We're going to come back with part two of this crazy letter. If you have a crazy relationship, send us your letter at steveharvey.com. We will be back at 23 after with part two. Crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back to the strawberry letter from sugar daddy to sour daddy. And listen, if you have any relationship issues, please, please, please email us at steveharvey.com and submit your letters, okay? We're here for you. We want to give you advice. We want to help you. This letter from sugar daddy to sour daddy is from a woman that was in love with a man who was 20 years older than her. She was 20 years old when they met. He was 40, obviously. She wanted a sugar daddy, sugar baby relationship. That's what they were supposed to have. She says the sex was awesome. It got extremely difficult when she found out he was a family friend. But they decided to continue anyway. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, she caught feelings for him. She was just really into this guy. She was sprung. She thought that he felt the same way. But then she later found out that he got married on her. She was devastated, but they continued messing around. They messed around his entire marriage. Recently, she met a man that's emotionally available to her. And she's feeling him a whole lot. They're in a relationship now. But old guy.
Old dude, right.
Won't let her go. Mm-hmm. He won't let her go. No. He keeps calling her. He won't stop. And she is asking, should she tell his wife? Because she wants him to stop. She's way over him. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Junior. Time for you, young guy, step up to the plate.
I don't think we are addressing this with the most best possible solution. And I'm not going to help in that department either, but I will say this. I'm just going to let you know, there is nothing more dangerous than a sugar daddy under 50. This boy got some stamina. He's not going to get tired, Shirley. This brother is in good shape. No heart, no diabetes, no heart failure, no heart disease. His blood levels is right. You is in trouble. This brother here fit. And he ride around all day. He know how to use a cell phone. He knowledgeable.
Looking
tech savvy.
For you.
Tech savvy. She is in some trouble. I mean, he's social media stalking her as well. Not just a phone call, but every time she posts, he posts. Right on her phone. She is in some trouble. She can't be on the gram. Looking good, girl. Call me. All that on there. She commenting.
On the gram.
Yeah, on the gram, man.
He know what she doing.
She's asking, should she tell his wife?
No.
Absolutely not.
What she needs
not her place.
To do, if she really wants to get out of it, and I'm sorry, this is the way sugar daddies operate. If you want out the contract, you got to put somebody else in your place. I suggest you find your best looking girlfriend and then choose her. That's the only way you're going to get
it. Trade off.
Yeah, you got to trade off. You got to trade off. That's it.
All right.
Tell him you expect him.
Oh, that'll run them off. That's a good one. That's another option. Yeah, that, besides changing her number and all of that and all her. Yeah, she could say I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's all right.
Drawers.
I've been taking care of everything. Yes, ain't no right. Bring the baby on.
She can't run the sugar daddy away.
You can't run the sugar daddy away.
Under 50, this brother is in shape.
No.
All right, Jay, give me a couple more messages.
I have a list of all the things I have been boughting you, okay? I bought you cereals. I bought pork and beans. I bought light bulbs. I bought underwear. I done bought sheets. I done paid the cable bill. I done paid the light bill. These are the things I done for you. And this how you gonna treat me? Boom. I'm sorry about yesterday. You know how my medication get me all crazy in the
You're
head.
Bipolar.
I didn't really mean the things I said, so please accept my apologies. Boop. I wrote you a song.
That boy wrote a song.
I love you so much. Would you please come back to me?
I love it.
I love you so much. I'm on my bending knee. I love you so much. I want you back in my life. I love you so much. Please don't tell my wife.
Again, if you have relationship issues, hit us up, steveharvey.com.
I love you
okay?
so much.
We got to go, Jay. Email us or Instagram your thoughts on today's strawberry letter at My Girl Shirley. Now, switching gears, talking about I love you so much. Ken Du, that's Mary J, soon to be ex, saw her performance on the BET Awards Sunday night, okay? As you know, Mary has not held back from sharing the details of their messy divorce. It was reported that Ken Du cheated her out of some money. And if that's not bad enough, so mad about this. He had an affair with her protege. Okay, he stole her money. And, yes. That's why Mary's so mad. So while the crowd walked out, rocked out to Mary's performance, Ken Du took to Instagram to call Mary out. On his private account, he posted one message with a picture of Mary and wrote, "I love you to death, Mary J. Blige. I can't even begin to understand why you are going on about this the way you have been. I never wanted to discuss our life airing laundry, okay? You know me better than that. You and I really need to talk and stop all this negative nonsense. I love you and always will, regardless of your actions." In another post, Ken Du called his ex's intro forced and claimed that it was time for him to tell the truth. Okay.
Right. You know what? We need to come up with a bit, Carla. People who need to go somewhere and sit their ass down.
Okay.
And Ken Du is the first one.
Yeah. My mother told me that for most of my life. But now, Ken Du.
You can't do no more.
You ain't no. It's done, boo.
You ain't done enough.
Yeah. And a shout out to my girl. One more time, Linda Stokes, LSO Design. She made Mary's outfit for the BET Awards.
Hey,
she looks so good. She looks so good. Oh, my God.
Shut your behind up.
You're right. Sit down.
But, Ken Du, you don't tell Mary what to tell us.
Mary's saying to us what she wants us to know, Ken Du.
We're with her when she's going through.
This album's so good. It's almost better than what's the 411.
I know.
We see what you gonna put her through.
My life.
Not yet.
Not quite, because my life, I'll slap everybody in here by my life.
Yeah, my life is my life, my life.
And what did Jamie Foxx say when he came on after Mary J?
Yeah, she got that breakup body.
She got that breakup body. Mary looked good. We love you, Mary. We're with you. We love you. We love you, Mary J. Blige.
Ken Du trying to tell her what to tell her.
I know.
Can't nobody do Ken Du.
Coming up, we're gonna talk about bad grammar. Did you hear Big Leslie Jones? She's mad at the Ritz-Carlton. We'll talk about all that after.
Okay.
All right, we're back. Steve's out, and the crew is in. Before we have a bad grammar segment coming up.
Because it irks you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets on my nerves a little bit. It does.
Way we be talking.
It gets under my skin a little bit, but that's okay. We're going to try to fix it, okay, with our bad grammar segment coming up. But check this out, guys. You know, Big Les just came off of a...
She did a good job.
Yeah, she really did a great job hosting the BET Awards on Sunday night. Now, this is according to TMZ. Now, you know if TMZ says it.
TMZ says it. Okay. It used to be 60 Minutes. Now it's TMZ. Right?
And it used to be the Jet Magazine.
It sure did.
It was in the Jet Magazine.
It was official.
That's right. But anyway, according to TMZ, Big Les does not want black people to stay at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, okay? She is upset about the service she got at L.A.'s Ritz-Carlton, because that's where they put her up, you know, while she was here. And she fired back at the hotel. Of course, as I mentioned, she, you know, hosted the BET Awards, so that's where she was. She implored, she's got like almost 700,000 followers on Instagram and stuff, and she's asking them not to stay there, claiming, this is in all caps, they don't like black people. This is according to Big Les, okay?
Whoa.
Now, we don't know exactly what happened. She didn't put that in there. We don't know exactly what happened. It's unclear, but the Ritz responded. They said, we're sorry to hear this.
Yeah.
We pride ourselves on providing excellent service to all. Please DM us, hit us in the DM, and we'll look into this right away. So that's good news.
She said, don't go. No, Big Les, that's your... Yeah. You won't bump into nobody at the Ritz-Carlton. You don't see nobody's people at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. She didn't go into detail.
Yeah,
no, she didn't say.
Was it food at a restaurant? Or?
Well, I've been looking it up, too. People Magazine, like Shirley said, TMZ, everybody's reporting the same thing. She did not give details about the incident, so we don't know what happened.
She didn't. But I like the fact that they came back.
They said that, yeah, if we can fix
Reds,
the problem.
We're sorry to hear it. We pride ourselves in providing excellent service to all. Please DM us. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
And while she's over there dealing with the Ritz-Carlton, could somebody please help me with Tweety's end? Because I'm telling you something. They need to fix their attitude as well.
They don't like black people,
Junior. My $30 is the same $30 he spent.
$30?
Yeah, for the room. Yeah.
Oh, your door is outside.
Yeah, though. Yeah, but the respect, though, at the window is what I don't get.
What happened, Junior? You got details for us, unlike Big Lad.
That's all I want to say right now. Okay. I mean, y'all, I hope they hit me in the DMs and we get an investigation going.
You don't mind having your glasses and paper.
Because what is going down in the DMs?
I went in and told him that the stars on my ceiling ain't working and I want the stars up. He got an attitude. I just asked for another room.
Wow.
Junior, you stupid.
$30.
Yeah, man.
On the same respect.
It was a good old day, dude.
Yeah. So now, Shirley, what's going on with the bad grammar?
All right.
You have a problem with the way we talk or something?
What is it?
These are just words that people mess up, okay? Mm. I've been on the show for a long time.
So
I'm just sick of it.
You just
I'm
let
sick
it go.
Of
it.
Yeah.
You're
okay,
bad
and this segment is called, whatever, guys. This segment is called.
Bougie is a word, right?
Words that black people mess up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Give us one. Give us one.
The first one is 11.
11. Oh, I know what that means.
What? Yes.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
No!
Yes!
See,
that's
no,
right. That's
no.
correct.
No,
that's
the
right.
correct word, Jay,
yeah.
is 11.
No, 7 11.
No. It's 7
11. Anybody going down to the 7 11?
No, nobody goes to the 7 11. It's 7 11.
7 11.
11 o'clock.
All right, whatever. Okay, well, we can't come to an agreement on that one. Okay, the next word is not even a word.
Mm-hmm.
Finna. F-I-N-N-A. What is finna about?
Oh, that's a word, in case you didn't know. I'm finna go to my boy's house and hang out.
Oh,
or
man.
I'm finna run by my number two house and hang out with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'm finna do
something. I'm finna fix me something to eat. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm finna watch some TV.
So it's a verb. It's actually a verb.
It could be either one. Yeah.
Finna. Guys,
yeah.
No, it's finna. Not a word, guys.
Finna.
All right.
And then when it get real sexy, I know you ain't finna do that.
Talking to her.
No, you ain't finna do that.
Okay, all right, okay. Let's just move on, you guys. Number four is a phrase that kind of gets on my nerves. Come talking about.
All right. Junior?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why you upset, Shirley. That's legitimate.
What do you mean? How is come talking about? What
well, is when you get, it's when you get into the argument talking about, you know, he come talking about what he gonna do to me. You gotta be upset. That worked. That's
oh
it.
My God.
And everybody understand what he talking about.
What am I gonna do with you guys? What am I gonna do with you guys?
Okay.
All right, let's move on. Okay, I'm trying here.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Eno.
Tommy, you know what that is?
Eno.
Eno.
I don't even know what Shirley talking about.
Eno. I don't even know why we doing this.
I don't even know why we doing bad girl.
The correct phrase is even no.
Who the hell talks about
that? It's not
even.
I do.
All right. Oh, God. Okay, here's just some things that, you know, we should know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Conversate.
Yeah.
Not a word.
That's a word.
Not a word.
Good, let me conversate with you.
Surely.
No.
Yeah. I knew that one.
The correct phrase is converse.
Converse.
The shoes?
Yeah. All right, here's another
converse.
One. Irregardless.
Yes.
Irregardless.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Not a
word.
Wait a minute. When you get into an argument, you always hear, irregardless how they feel about me.
Exactly.
The word, Steve Harvey.
I know.
Wear it out. Ooh, he wear it out.
The word is regardless. Regardless.
I think it's irregardless.
It's irregardless. No.
All right. Ain't about nothing.
Oh, like this bit ain't about nothing.
The correct phrase is it wasn't about anything.
Oh. Who says that, Shirley?
Yeah, that ain't about nothing.
I do.
Shirley, that ain't about nothing.
That has no feel. Ain't nobody scared of nobody say that.
All right. We got to go. We got to go to a song,
We finna
you guys.
Go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Check this out, guys. Now, this is according to AAA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big holiday is coming up.
Oh, it's a huge one.
Oh, yeah. This is like the biggest of the summer. Yeah. 44.2 million Americans plan to travel this weekend for the 4th of July holiday. That wow. translates to the most traveled Independence Day ever, yeah. with wow. 1.25 million more travelers than last year. Wow, that's
a
lot of
people. The 4th of July is a holiday where people drive.
The airports will be equally as crowded, with 3.44 million Americans flying to their Independence Day destinations. And that's up to 4.6% from last year, while 3.27 million travelers will choose other ways of escaping, including cruises.
Yeah.
A lot of people take trains.
Camping.
Trains.
There are some black people who camp.
And don't forget the buses.
Yeah,
buses are still out there.
Station, yeah.
They're still running out
when
there.
When they get there, it's over with, but they will make it.
And so they might get there on the 7th of July.
All them stops.
But that contributes to the that all adds up to the 44.2 million 2 million Americans that will be traveling this weekend.
Yeah,
we know, Junior. You and Carla are going to New Orleans this weekend, right?
Yes, we are part of that traveling group they're talking about. Yes, we are.
And you're going there for what, dear?
Essence Festival. I don't know if you know about this, Shirley, but Essence is this weekend.
Yes, I do.
Okay, Diana Ross, John Legend. Mm-hmm. India, Irie, myself, Big. Friday night, Superdome. Carla, where you going to be at?
Uh-huh. I will be there all weekend as well, June 30th through July 2nd.
You cooking, right?
Essence Festival, yes. I will be a part of, and I'm hosting, the Essence Eats Experience. Now, this is a stage inside the convention center where, you know, we're going to have some of the celebrity chefs. We're going to indulge in some amazing food. Baby, they picked the right person to host.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Girl, you know, all that good food.
I love
girl.
4th of July.
Yes,
it's the eating holiday. Yes,
yes, it is. Yummy food.
You see G. Garvin, tell him I said hello.
I will tell him.
That's my dude.
What's up?
That's my dude.
Don't call him LL, whatever you do.
They do pay her, right?
Oh, he
they
don't
do.
Like that at all.
Oh, they do pay her. So let me quickly. Let me tell everybody, please go to my Instagram page, Shirley. My Instagram page is at Lips by Carla, and I have all the details on how you can register for Essence Eats this weekend, June 30th through July 2nd. Essence Festival. We will be in the building, child. Shrimp and grits, gumbo.
Yeah. You'll know as Carla, she'll be leaving the convention center with to-go plates.
Yes. with foil,
baby.
Foil to my hotel.
With that
this
foil.
Is foil's all-time weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, they're going to sell so much foil this weekend, man.
When you guys were little, did you get new outfits for the holidays?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
We got new shorts.
Play clothes, Shirley. They were play clothes.
We got a new outfit. I mean, new short sets, all of that.
Are you familiar with the phrase pedal pushers?
Pedal
pushers. Yes.
You know, Carla, what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They cut off the...
Yeah.
My grandmother dressed me up like a sailor one time. I'm glad there are no pictures of that.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
With the hat. With the hat, with the little hat, and not a belt, a rope.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She has been bragging about that outfit.
Yeah, look at that baby. Don't it look cute?
Let me ask you something, Jay. Why was that? Because they did the same thing to me. Was it something about sailors back then? Was they in at one point?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Is it
that nautica look for the?
Oh yeah,
summer?
They love that nautica.
Yeah,
they did.
Do.
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
It's such a clean,
with
crisp
the slip-on tennis shoes. Yes.
My mama bought me the Ocean Pacific.
OP.
The OP shorts. They were corduroy.
Oh yeah.
Corduroy. Yeah, you be sweating outside at Santa.
Yeah.
Corduroy.
Why you got
short
pants on sweating?
Oh,
and you
goodness.
Fat, and I was fat, so, and when you walk in Carter, I'd make that sound.
like you slimmed down this week.
I was a chubby little boy, so you hear that sound.
Chubby grown man.
I'm a chubby grown man. Well, at least I'm not fat. Sneakers. I'll take chubby. Oh, man, the 4th of July.
You know what's going to be a lot of stuff
a big
going on
holiday.
This weekend, Shirley? You know what else is happening this weekend?
What?
A lot of family reunions is going to be going on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, this is
a
big family reunion weekend. You're right.
Which means you hear the phrase, I don't like these T-shirts. This ain't what I would have picked.
I'll never forget this time.
Jay, I just went through that. Shirley, you know we just finished. Okay, so was my family reunion, my mom's family reunion. Uh-huh. 2 weeks after Essence Fest, we're going back to New Orleans for my husband's family reunion. Uh-huh. They so organized. Oh, total opposite from my family.
It was one time I went to a family reunion, didn't know anyone.
I don't know anyone.
Really? Anyone. We thought we were at the wrong family reunion. But they, seriously, but these people invited us.
This is your cousin on your sister's side.
And they promised that at the dinner later that night, they would explain everything, how we all were connected.
But you know what?
None of that happened.
No. It's not, you don't, I don't know these people.
I still don't know them.
I ain't seen you since you was a little boy.
Don't know nobody.
Stop grabbing my cheeks, old lady.
Let me tell y'all the fight that broke
out. We didn't know that.
Where? 4th of July cookout. My dad's side. Uh-huh. We had one of my uncle's property. He got a big piece of land.
Okay.
But when we go out there, we normally in his house and in and out.
Yeah.
And that's where he got 2-3 bathrooms in there. He got a porta potty put outside. And it hit the fan.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody felt disrespected because they were like, I'm not going in no porta potty. And he was standing his ground. Well, you ain't going in my house either.
I ain't mad.
And locked the doors to the house.
I would have laughed.
You would have
laughed. The worst family reunion I ever went to, and this is no lie, this is a chick I was dating. This is back in high school. And so when I went to her house,
you been hanging around us too long.
Yeah, I had Jay. I went to her house, right, and it was like all these people was over there. She's like, "This is my family, you know. Hold on, I met everything." Well, 2 weeks later, she said, "Well, why don't you come on over and come to the family reunion? How about I get over there? It's the same damn 12 people, same exact 12 people. There's not an extra person in here.
That's it. Huh?
That's it. It's like why you just say y'all having this another get together? Because this ain't a family reunion." See the exact same. Ain't that your mama? That's your mom, ain't it?
Family reunion.
Ain't that your uncle? Ain't that the same uncle I just met 2 weeks ago? Ain't that your brother? I knew who everybody was.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? When they're good, they're good.
They're good, yeah.
When they're good, they're good.
Have fun,
when the food is good, all of that. You're playing the OJs, family reunion, all of that.
Yes.
Okay, we're coming right back after this. We're going to play a jam, and we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this is the craziest story ever, guys. Uh-huh. A California father, a dad right here in California, Jay, has a lot of questions for the county coroner after his son turned up alive after 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
This is 11 days after he and his family believe they buried him. They had buried his son in an elaborate funeral. So you think you plan a funeral for your son, and 11 days later, he turns up alive.
Yeah.
Wow. Last month, authorities discovered a homeless man's body in the bushes behind a Verizon store. Based on his fingerprint, they identified him as 57-year-old Frank M. Kerrigan, who was mentally ill and had been living on the street. Mm-hmm. They contacted his father, Frank J. Kerrigan, and informed him. The elder Kerrigan said that since the fingerprints matched, he had no reason to believe the man wasn't his son. So the family made funeral arrangements. What else were you going to do? Then nearly 2 weeks after burying him, now, Kerrigan received a phone call from a friend who said his son was alive and then put his son on the phone. His son said, "Hi, Dad."
Man.
Oh, hell.
Ain't no way in the world.
Ain't no way.
Right there.
I know I want my funeral money back, though.
You know these are black people. You know that.
Yeah, clearly they white.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Hi, Dad.
Once we claim you be dead, you had to be dead.
You got to go.
Yeah.
I had just had buried you.
Just had buried you.
11 days ago. Yeah. All right. At the funeral, Kerrigan's father actually looked at him in the casket, caressed what he believed to be his son's hair. Okay. Again, these are not black
people.
I'm stating the obvious here, though. He still didn't realize the mistake. The family spent, guess how much they spent on the funeral?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Come on.
$20,000 on a funeral for a stranger.
Nah, this is home going.
They had a home.
It's clear some white folks. There ain't no black folks.
So it was a homeless guy?
You ain't finna do us like this.
That's all right. He went on in and
stopped. What you can't do is call back to the house after you done been put in the ground.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Dad.
Click.
But you can't do the black people. It's call them and say, hi, Dad.
Yeah. You can't do that, Jay. No. You cannot.
No.
Where was he, Shirley?
He was on the phone. Yeah. He had
but
just
where
been
was
missing.
He for 11 days, though?
He was just homeless.
Yeah, I said that. He was mentally ill. He had been living on the street.
The real guy was just homeless. Yeah.
They contacted his dad. Mm-mm. The fingerprints matched, so the dad had no reason to think that it was not his son.
Mm-mm. Oh, it's 20,000.
So the county made a mistake with the fingerprints.
Yeah, the coroner.
The database.
And
all coroner. That.
Uh-huh. They're not going to get that money back. Mm-hmm. That 20 grand gone.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. What a stranger. Hi, Dad.
Yeah.
Because if you show up at the house and you're not dead, there's going to be a funeral.
You're going to be
somebody going to drop dead, right?
But we're going to pull this one body up.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing he did call first.
You don't want to show up at the house.
Come home.
Oh, that'd have been fly. You just walk in the front door.
What'd be worse? He in the kitchen making a sandwich. You walk downstairs.
I know the hell, Dad.
I'm glad he called first.
Yeah.
So it kind of at least prepared his dad for something.
Is that Rodney? Rodney.
Because with black people, once you die, you need to stay
dead.
Rodney, you dead. You dead, Rodney.
You play too much.
Is that Rodney?
Oh, you play too much. And I want my 20 grand back.
Yeah, sitting there in the kitchen eating the sandwich going, what you looking at? Looking at you.
But he thought it was his son at the funeral. He caressed his hair
Those
in the
mistakes
casket.
Can happen, but they shouldn't happen because... Oh. No, somebody get hurt like that.
Hi, Dad. Can't do that to black people.
Nope. No, once you dead, you got you to dead. Stay.
I don't
dead.
Care how you close dead. We've been.
I'm mm-hmm. telling you.
You ain't gonna believe the scriptures they quoting in that house.
And the repast. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay-Z is going to host an album listening party across the country. He's going to do one across the country. I love that. That's going to start this Thursday. And guess what? You're invited.
You need to make him that high-ass rent.
$400,000 a month. He's going to premiere his 444 album in Sprint stores in 9 cities. The stores will stay open late on June 29th, and all events are open to the public. I love that. 444 drops this Friday. If you're in the Washington area, the D.C. area, if you're in Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Chicago, Philly, Miami, or Las Vegas.
You can do this.
Check out Tidal.
Isn't that amazing how technology has changed the game?
I know.
Changed the game.
Yep. Man. So this is what you do if you want to go. Check out Tidal X Sprint Experience .splashthat.com. Okay. Tidal X SprintExperience.splashthat.com for location details. All right?
That's great.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
one place, you just play it one time and millions of people can listen to it.
Mm-hmm. The public's invited. That's
pretty
good.
We had to pass 45s around.
Remember that?
You got my Al Jarreau.
I know you got my
George Benson.
Can I get that back from you?
You guys, this happened, this week, I guess, the very first NBA Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It aired on TNT last night, to be exact. Drake hosted it.
Drake? Oh, he wants to be a comedian.
He, he did a stand-up comedy thing, stretched his comedy chops a little bit. He roasted NBA stars like LeBron James
Everybody
and Draymond Green.
Everybody wants to take our jobs.
Yeah, here we go. Take a listen.
People keep asking if the dominance of the Warriors and Cavs is bad for the league. I'm just glad that people aren't as critical of dominance in other professions because I'd never want my doctor to be like, I'm going to go ahead and mess this one up so nobody thinks that I'm too good, I don't want to save every life. Got to be humble. Draymond Green stopped kicking people in the groin and moved on to something much worse, his own podcast. It's a tough listen. LeBron James recently went bald and social media had an absolute... Oh, sorry. This is a joke from 2007. We're going to keep it. We're going to keep it rolling.
Ah. Hey, the timing good job, was good, Drake. Now.
That was good.
Good job, Drake. Yeah.
LeBron James went ball.
Pretty good.
In 2007.
When it was all said, when it was all said and done, Draymond was honored with Defensive Player of the Year. Russell Westbrook won the Most Valuable Player Award. The Oklahoma Thunder player gave a very emotional speech that culminated in him bringing his teammates on the stage to thank him. He also paid tribute to his coaches, his family, and his wife. So it sounded like a good time had by all, hosted by Drake, who did a very good job.
Yeah, his timing was great.
That was perfect. He set it up like, no, that joke was wrote in 2007. He's been going ball. No, we're going to
hear that
it.
Again,
we're
Kat. I like that. Kat.
People keep asking if the dominance of the Warriors and Cavs is bad for the league. I'm just glad that people aren't as critical of dominance in other professions, because I'd never want my doctor to be like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and mess this one up so nobody thinks that I'm too good, you know? I don't want to save every life. Got to be humble. Draymond Green stopped kicking people in the groin and moved on to something much worse, his own podcast. It's a tough listen. It's a tough listen. LeBron James recently went bald and social media had an absolute... Oh, sorry. This is a joke from 2007. We're going to keep it rolling.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. You guys are in for a real treat. You know how you brothers feel about Serena Williams.
I love
her. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, come on. Yes.
I met her in person.
And it was so the best meeting I ever had, too, Jay.
Oh, my God.
I just sat up.
She's beautiful.
She is.
And very, very sweet.
And she is. Smart. She really was nice. It was.
Well, Serena Williams wins again, this time in a big way. She stripped down to her pregnant birthday suit for the cover of Vanity Fair.
Naked?
Hold on. Let me pull this up.
No, let me find that.
Vanity Fair?
Why did you say that? Vanity.
Why you didn't say nothing at 6:32?
Wow, man. Why you didn't bring this up
sitting
early?
Sitting up here reading poems.
Oh, like Amber Rose naked?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Should have said this last night. You should have texted this.
Yeah, in the issue, she also details how she found out she was pregnant on the set of a lingerie shoot. She took 6 pregnancy tests. She didn't believe she was pregnant and how she fell in love with her fiance. She talks about all this. She also revealed that she knew she was pregnant when she decided to compete in the Australian Open back in January.
Wow.
And that's a tournament you remember that she dominated and won. With child.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Somebody whooped your butt pregnant. That really make you feel bad about yourself.
In fact, she expects to return to the tennis scene as soon as January. After she has the baby.
And just as a man, Shirley, let me just ask you this. Did she say what her motivation was for taking the naked pictures? Did she say anything about that?
Well, you know, women think they're beautiful.
I'm mad at her when they're pregnant.
Why are you mad, Jay?
All this time she could have been naked before.
It's very tasteful, though. It's very, very tasteful.
Oh, absolutely.
But there were other times, Tommy, she could have been naked. She didn't give us nothing.
I can't say that, Jay. At Wimbledon, one time, she had on like a little skirt. One time, she was playing
with the black on.
Yes, sir. And I love to see a backhand. Do a backhand, Serena. Just do a backhand.
Yeah, she brought more brothers to tennis than anybody.
I went practice that
people,
night.
People were watching just for her, man.
I'm proud of her. And go ahead, happy for her.
Yeah, looking good, too, boy.
Yeah, she looks beautiful. She absolutely looks beautiful.
As soon as she gets through, she's going to be back on that court. Damn.
That's what she says. She says she plans to return to pro tennis as soon as January. That's soon.
Yeah.
that's
going to speak volumes, too, to the tennis world. When she comes back off of maternity leave and starts whooping y'all behind. Like she never left.
Hold my baby while I whoop this behind.
I'll be back in 20 minutes.
So she reacted to having the baby pretty good. How did y'all react when you knew you had your firstborn coming? How did you react?
Oh, Lord, fuck God.
Really?
What that girl doing pregnant? Oh, my God.
Are you serious, Jay?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. So I love all my kids now, but back then, oh, Lord, Father God.
And speaking of beauty, our girl, Lala Anthony, Just gorgeous, gorgeous. Yesterday, she celebrated her birthday. She was recently spotted at a strip club in New York City, but it wasn't for fun. It was not for fun, as you think. She wasn't looking for Carmelo, none of that. She was there to shoot footage for her new reality show, okay? She's producing a docuseries called Gold Diggers that'll follow the lives of strippers and video vixens that have become successful businesswomen.
That's cool.
Uh-huh.
She need to interview us, then.
Apparently,
we done put some money into this. Yeah.
Get my apparently, opinion.
Apparently, one of the cast members in the series works at the club. French Montana, who was at there, who was there to party, ran into Lala just by coincidence. He said that the Teflon Queen seems to be in great spirits. That's what they call Lala. Teflon Queen seems to be in great spirits despite her marriage drama. So there you go.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Gold diggers.
Yeah. We love Lala. Yeah.
Want her produce me a show called Sugar Daddies.
There we go. And Sugar Babies.
Splendor Daddies.
I think there is a sugar a show called Sugar Daddies. If I'm not
mistaken. Anyone called Splendor Daddies.
Splendor Daddies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. And the Obama women were out in full force on Monday.
Yes.
Really?
But they were in Bali, though. Yeah. They were in Bali across the world. They had on sarongs and everything.
Okay,
yeah, the ladies, along with Barack Obama, our former president.
Shirt open.
President forever.
Shirt open, button.
He's so fly.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Fly. He's so cool. He's got so much swag.
They took a tour. Body.
Yeah, they took a tour of one of the temples there during their latest stop on what seems to be just a global vacay.
Yeah.
You know, after 8 years in office, you deserve it. You deserve
you
it.
You kick back. Yeah. Have some fun, yeah, man.
Previous stops included various cities in Italy, so they're touring the world.
Virgin Islands,
Tahiti. Yeah, Scotland. They've also been to Palm Springs. I heard you, Jay.
What? Look, Jay, about when I was president.
When they get to Jamaica, that's what's gonna happen when they get to Jamaica.
You know they're gonna be uber rich now. They're getting $60 million for their memoirs.
That is so cool, man.
What?
Yeah, and his popularity has just soared.
Well, he is the man.
Not with Donald Trump.
No.
But it's just been soared. It's just soared since leaving office.
He is cool.
Yeah, the family is
but he
just
was
tight.
Cool when he was in the White House.
Yeah,
so
he was cool.
He's just extra cool now.
He was cool and a great president. Yeah, and he was a great president.
Cool
as well.
And good.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, and he looks good.
He looks great. Yeah.
All that stress is off of him now.
And he gave it to Trump.
And Trump got all of it.
And he's not handling it well.
It ain't even been a year and he's struggling.
I know.
Trump is eating tweets.
He is not handling it well.
He got an orange or did you know that?
He ran the country and put me down behind his birth certificate. How did he do it?
You got to see Trump get off the plane because he don't even attempt to button the jacket.
Button the jacket.
He just grabs it and throws it over the gut.
And he quit trying to grab his lady's hand, too, because he's been rejected so many times.
Oh, my God. Man. Yes. She does not want him holding
no,
her hand.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Wow. Is that
right on, Obama. Good for you, sir.
Is that
good
the wrap-up music that
it's
I hear?
Wrap
yeah.
Up.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's been a great day, another great day. Thank you, guys. We love you. We love
we finna
you.
Go.
We finna go. We'll see you tomorrow.
We finna
bye.
Finna go.
Thank you for listening.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.